Welcome back. Tonight we're with Andrew Hibbard, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Baby Dorothy, about 8 o'clock or so. I haven't seen her in a decade, and I wondered how she's been. She had legs that could knock you out, and she was all American. Well, I flung open the screen door, cause I knew she loved surprise. She was looking like a lineman by the shape of her thighs. She had a hairy mole on her chin. I said, "Where is Dorothy?" She said, "Baby, how you been?" Well, I scratched my head to wonder, but I was embraced with a hug. She smelled like old salami, and in her hair was a bug. I said, "Oh my goodness, Dorothy, I haven't seen you in a bit." Then she got all hyped and nervous, and then she screamed up for her kid. Well, he came down pouting, and he stood right by his mom. And then they started grinning when they'd said it'd been too long.
I did a little foreshadowing.
She called him Andrew Jr. as she ordered him to sit. Then I felt weak at the knees, and then I almost threw a fit. Well, I said, "How can this be? He don't even have my nose. He's got a lazy eye, and his left foot has got three toes." Little Junior got offended, and then he swung at me out of sight. Then I hit him over the head, and then he fell with all his might. And then Dorothy started boxing, and she knocked me to the floor. Then I ran outside screaming, cause I've seen Psycho before. Then I stopped into a gas station just to see how I looked. Dorothy had an iron chin and a hell of a left hook. And I knew many gals in high school, but I'll never say hello. Cause Dorothy scared me straight, and now I'm running down the road.
That's one of those songs that, like, I didn't want to breathe because I was trying to take every word of that in.
Oh, thanks.
I love it.
Thank you.
Those songs are, you know, few and far between. Do you have a song that you can have that feeling for? It's the first time you heard it, you're like...
Oh, yeah. You mean like the first song that grabbed me, or like the first song that like made me feel like, whoa?
The first song that made you feel like, whoa.
I'd say probably Only a Pawn in Their Game from Dylan. That I remember hearing that on the way to a vacation when me and my family went to Florida when we were about when I was about like six or so. I remember it and I was like, whoa. I actually like listened to the words and I was like, wow. And I even understood it, like what it meant. So that grabbed me very hard.
Those moments are really special, and it's awesome that you can write like that and bring people in like that. Are you an extrovert or an introvert?
I'd say I'm both, but like it just depends on the situation. Like if I'm supposed to be quiet, I'm typically not. But like if everyone's being loud, I'm kind of quiet. Maybe, but then sometimes I'm not. I don't know.
Taking it all in sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but sometimes most of the time I'm pretty loud. But
well, you've done some pretty cool covers tonight. How do you pick a cover to do? Because you've done some great ones, and they've all been kind of different. I mean, you yodeled,
yeah,
which was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
So how do you pick what covers you do?
Just songs I like. Just songs I like to play. The ones that are the most fun at the moment I like to play. I mean, they'll definitely be, you know, they'll definitely change over time. So it's just what I think is the most fun to do.
T for Texas. T for Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Thelma, that girl that made a wreck out of me. Oodley, oodley, oodley. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. 'Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oodley, oodley. I'm gonna buy me a pistol just as long as I'm tall. I'm gonna buy me a pistol just as long as I'm tall. I'm gonna shoot Paul Thelma just to see her jump and fall. Oodley, oodley, oodley. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun with a big long shiny barrel. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun with a big long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that rounder that stole away my gal. Oodley, oodley, oodley. Rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log than to be in Atlanta, treated like a dirty dog. Oodley, oodley, oodley.
What do you listen to right now?
Right now, I've mainly just been listening to a lot of doo-wop. Like, I love doo-wop. It's what me and my brother just, you know, back and forth. You heard this, you heard that. It's definitely one of my favorite genres ever. But then I listen to a lot of old 20s, like, mountain music, too. So, no, I know it's a lot different, but...
It's random. I love it.
Yeah, it's random, but it has to be the good doo-wop. It's not like the clean-cut doo-wop. It's like the bad recording doo-wop where you could just tell that they like had one shot to do it right. That kind of doo-wop.
If you're in a terrible mood, what are you going to listen to?
Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan or Tom Waits.
Why do the sad songs make you feel better?
I don't know. Because I can relate to them and it makes me feel like I'm not weird. Tom Waits definitely makes me feel like I'm not weird. But That's why I listen to, you know, you ever heard that song, Warm Beer, Cold Woman?
I have not.
That's a good one. I listen to that one a lot. And then Hank Williams, too, if I'm in a bad mood, Hank Williams Sr. Only the good stuff.
When you're not doing music, what are you doing?
I just lost my job, so I'm not working anymore. It's a long story for the job. They had to let me go. Well, I think they've tried to force me to quit.
You know what I'm hearing? A new song.
Yeah, but I got more time to do this now.
Well, it's almost 6 a.m. and the sun's coming up soon. I'm on the losing end and I'm drunk on the moon. I'm going nearly 80 on this Cincinnati strip. I'll tuck us in, I'm humming, honey. The door that I'm coming to, I don't know what it is, but I gotta see you, 'cause we've been through it all and it still seems like a dream. Shoulders is a heavy load. You could turn me into beef stew like a raccoon on the road. My guts are spilling out to the pain of every page. Tuck us in, I'm home, honey. We'll be right back.
played with some pretty big names at some festivals. Who's somebody that you saw and you were just had like the mouth drop moment of, oh my goodness?
I saw the Rolling Stones. That was me and my girlfriend's first date. We went to a Stones concert in Columbus. We were, you know, we were up in the top. Anything goes in the top, and you know, the top deck. So that was a great concert. Mick Jagger was running around like he was like seven years old, and you know, Keith was doing his thing on the guitar too. And I saw Bob Dylan three times, and he blew me away every time. I actually got really close to him and got to like see him up close. My brother got a closer seat. I was a little pissed about that, but he got a really ride up on him, and it was a great show. And then I saw Neil Young too in The Who. Every concert I've been to, they're great. They're all equally great.
You go to a lot of shows. It sounds like you try to get out and see other people.
Not really. I really don't go to a lot of local. I mean, I go to a lot. Sometimes I'll go to like a local show. Like there's like a few people in town that, you know, I really like, and I'll try to catch them. But sometimes it just doesn't work out. And I don't go out enough as I should. But I definitely try to run around and catch as much people as I can.
It's hard when you're playing out and going to see other people.
Yeah.
So what do you love the most about getting out and playing?
It's what I want to do, and I don't like I don't like having like a job where I don't like what I'm doing, because I feel like that's just like, why would you do that your whole life if you don't like it? So I just like doing, I like doing it because, and I just am in love with music, so. I love driving to places. I love the long, long treks. Like, I drove 15 hours to New Orleans once, and I loved it. I think I saw an alligator on the side of the road.
Tell me about the guys I'm playing with tonight. You want to introduce them?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, my brother on bass. Yeah, Matt on bass. He's working on a new record right now. That's Matt. Yeah, we're from Millville, Ohio. And then we got Danny Peterson on drums back here, who's in an array of bands. I mean, he just can play any type of drums you want. And we got, last but not least, Chris Urbacher here on the pedal steel, who is, I just had to play with him because he's amazing. He's just the great, and he can play like the Telecaster, and he's in a bunch of groups as well, and he always sits in for people when they play shows too. So he's just as busy as the next of us, you know.
Well, I just woke up in Candyland, place for people just like you and me. I haven't shaved in a month or so, but showers at YMCA are free. I'll walk into a bar when closing time ain't far, and pitch my story about sleeping in the street. Half the folks don't give a damn, the other half think it's a scam, but I'll promise that I'll get back on my feet. But I'm a liar, I don't need anything but weed. I'm a beggar, good for nothing dog out on the street. I'm a scammer, giving her a listen to my plea. I'm a liar, I don't need anything but me. I'm a Louisiana man, grew up with my folks in New Orleans. I got my education, seemed like I was following my dreams. But somewhere down the road, my footsteps had slowed, and something in me spoiled with my will. So I started working cities and scamming folks with pity, saying, please, mister, just give my cup a fill. But I'm a liar, I don't need anything but weed. I'm a beggar, forgiving her, listen to my plea. I'm a scammer, good for nothing dog out on the street. I'm a liar, I don't need anything but weed. I'm a liar, I don't need anything but weed.
Thank you.
We would like to thank Andrew Hibbard and his band for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Kate Heinenen. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. We thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We would also like to thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of artists in this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Andrew Hibbard.
Stuck in the same place too long, and you know they're gonna turn you in. You feel like a setting sun, looking out your heart's window pane. Don't go to the swamped up city. You gotta fix it quick. Your little baby shouldn't have to wait. She's my all, my everything. But she's taking all she can take. I just keep talking to the wall, like a shadow stuck in nighttime. If I could take a breath, they'd suck it out. Running from the enemy at dawn. Running from the enemy.
you got something to have or hold. Don't squeeze it if you want it to live. Don't trade it away for a fix, 'cause they'll kill it and tell you that it's fake.
I just keep talking to the wall like a shadow stuck in nighttime, and if I could take a breath, they'd suck it out. Running from the enemy at dawn. Running from the enemy, running at dawn.
Thank you, everybody.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andrew, Daniel, Chris, and Matt for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at WookoutAmerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.